The Czech Cultural Centre Houston has begun selling a new Czech family cookbook titled Cooking with the Klimas. And if you're looking for inspiration in the kitchen, this dual language book might be what you've been looking for. Written by a retired Czech-American physician with help from her husband and daughter, it was more than 20 years in the making. The result is a 500-page tome, chock full of home recipes. Jan Vellinger has the story.
Dr. Marcela Klima is a retired Czech Texan physician who lives in Houston, but never lost touch with her home roots. For more than 20 years, she gathered special home recipes, including traditional much-loved dishes, like dumplings and Wiener Schnitzel, after she, her husband, and their 5-year-old daughter left Czechoslovakia in 1968. Only recently, the Klimas published all the recipes in a single book. I spoke with Marcela Klima on the line to her home in Texas, and she described how she got the idea when her daughter was little. She wanted special family recipes to always stay with her.
I started long, long ago, I would say 25, 30 years ago, just to collect family recipes for my daughter. And then when she grew up a little bit, and my husband, of course, also interested in cooking, they persuaded me to make it into a cookbook. Because I was working as a pathologist, I got to the cookbook, I would say, once a year. But when I retired, I pulled out all my notes and started to put it together.
Gathering her notes and eventually writing the cookbook meant dividing the recipes along traditional lines. Cooking with the Klimas lists traditional categories like entrees, soups, main courses, and desserts. But Mrs. Klima told me that she and her family decided to include anecdotes together with particular dishes. She told me a very funny story about escargot she used to make back in Czechoslovakia. Because those were next to impossible to get in the 1960s in Czechoslovakia, Mrs. Klima learned to mask pieces of kidneys as snails, and most guests were none the wiser. After the Klimas came to America, they were finally able to try the real thing.
Suddenly, there were snails available, so I said, this year you will have the real original recipe. And everybody around the table told me, next time make it of the kidneys again, because the snails were sort of bland. They did not have the pungent taste.
Since the book is called Cooking with the Klimas, I also asked her if she and her husband actually cooked together. Her reply, when in the kitchen, they had learned to stay out of each other's way.
We started to specialize over the years, naturally, in certain dishes. My husband is a very good baker, especially if it's supposed to be some fancy cake. That's his job. And, of course, other things like goulash. He thinks that nobody makes a better goulash than he, and just likes to brag that his dumplings are the best.
Dumplings, meatloaf, beef and cabbages, and much more. You can most certainly find everything you've ever wanted to try in Czech cuisine in Mrs. Klima's book. If you want to learn more, you can contact the Czech Cultural Center Houston at their website, www.czechcenter.org.